The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to talk about what's happening in MarTech news this month. Joining us is Juan Mendoza, who is the author of The MarTech Weekly, which is a weekly email newsletter to help you navigate the marketing technology industry. With thousands of subscribers from the world's largest companies, TMW serves as our newsletter. Yesterday, Juan and I talked about whether social media or the technology industry is dying, and today we're going to continue the conversation talking about why Juan decided to launch the MarTech Weekly Pro. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with the author of the MarTech Weekly, Juan Mendoza. Juan, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Good to be back again here, Ben. How you doing?
Always good to have you on the show. And I want to talk a little bit about one of the most exciting things that happened in the MarTech industry. Can you guess what it is?
Well, I heard that there was a podcast that just hit the top US charts for marketing. Is that your show, Ben? Is this the show I'm on right now? Or
you're blowing too much sunshine at me. Come on, we're going to have to edit this out. We did, in fact, hit the number one spot in Apple podcasts in the marketing category. So we're very excited. It lasted for 2 days, but then 2 weeks later, we popped back up. So we've been number one twice. So we're like number 0.5. That is absolutely not what I was going to say. I was going to say one of the most exciting things that happened in the MarTech industry this week was not only you continuing to work on the MarTech Weekly, but you launched the MarTech Weekly Pro. All right, maybe I'm overselling. Juan, what was wrong with your newsletter and why did you have to do more?
Well, it's a good question, but I want to ask you before I dig into that, how did it feel? As a media content entrepreneur, you've been building the MarTech Pod for what, 6 years now? How did it feel when you saw that number go up to one?
I was excited and I had a celebratory LinkedIn post, and where it kind of hit me that this was a moment was when I looked back and had to figure out how many episodes and how many days it had been since we launched the MarTech podcast. And I was like, oh shit, we've launched 1,400 episodes and it's been thousands of days since I've been working on this project, and we hit number one in admittedly what is a subcategory in Apple Podcasts. It's great to be able to say we're the number one marketing podcast, but instantly after I sort of wrote my LinkedIn post, I'm like, you know what matters more? Being the number one business podcast. And so I kind of quickly pivoted my sights to what's next, and maybe we should pop some champagne, but in reality, that doesn't change anything that we're working on. Having reached the mountaintop of the Apple charts, Juan, quit changing the damn subject. Tell me about the newsletter and what you're doing.
Okay. I was just very curious to know, because people who do build media and content projects, there's a lot of love that goes into it, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. There's a lot of dedication, commitment, consistency that goes into it.
I was excited to tell the team that we did it. And honestly, I kind of like, for me and my personal validation, that's not how I get down. When we get a big sponsorship deal, I feel like I'm doing something right. When people are validating the show and its value, I'm like, I don't need that validation, just the sponsorship revenue.
Okay, so let's talk about TMW Pro. Very exciting. I've been really, really quite encouraged by the response so far. But as your listeners have heard, and if you subscribe, you can subscribe on the MarTech Pod. martechweekly.com. But I've recently launched a premium paid subscription for the MarTech Weekly. Now, over the past 2 years, I've been writing or doing analysis and research and giving busy leaders in the MarTech space a singular point of view on what's actually happening and what's worth paying attention to in the MarTech industry. And then over time, people have been asking for more, like, hey, you know, have you got a database where I can search this stuff and find the stats that I need, or the research or the articles or the content that might be relevant to my job? And on the other side, people really do value the snapshot week to week. So I sat down and I said, well, how do I pace this out in like 4 weeks? All right, I'm starting to get this feedback from my audience. Readers want to do more with the MarTech Weekly. They really want to use it to resource their own careers and also address a big problem in the industry. Is like, well, what is the big things that are changing? It's really hard to get through the noise of LinkedIn and social media and everything we just talked about before. It's an absolute echo chamber or fire hose of just so much information and content.
Let's take Elon Musk's term. It's a hellscape.
It's a hellscape. I mean, it's a really, really hard and really frustrating to actually get good, accurate, high quality information. But most importantly, who's driving the industry forward and why is that the case? So I thought about it, and okay, well, there's this big frustration, this big problem in the industry. It's really hard to get good quality content. The MarTech Weekly has been serving the community for just 2 years. So it just ticked over 2 years and 100 newsletters. And I thought at that time, this was about 6 weeks ago, I thought, well, now's the time to actually start moving into paid subscriptions and offer the pros, the people who really take the MarTech industry seriously, more resources and better analysis and more opportunities to see what's actually happening in the industry. And so I went out and launched it. It's $2.99 a year. And what you get as part of the subscription is you get a market review email on the Wednesday. So that includes all the major shifts that happened in that week in context with analysis, charts, data, and all the great stats from the week. There's also a Sunday essay that dives into one important topic. Last week, as we've been talking about, I've covered social media landscape and how that's changing. But as part of that, the pro subscribers get access to additional data and charts and additional commentary as well. And then the last thing, which I'm really excited about, is kind of like a mini Google search engine for the MarTech industry. So over the time, and now writing more than 300,000 words on MarTech, I've got a database of all of the great research and stats that I've collected over my time. And now I've opened that up to TMW Pro subscribers as a way to find that really rich, helpful content and information really quickly. So that database is accessible through the MarTech Weekly Pro subscription. And for the people that are using it, they say, wow, it's so much easier to use than, say, battling with Google search to find something, right? Because as we all know, the people who are doing really good SEO tend to be ranked on the first page. So it's very hard to find the great content information. So it works as a search engine, but also a great repository of content. A lot of people use it for things like researching for pitches or looking at different platforms or vendors that they might be looking to buy or use. And then also stats as well to support their own research. So I'm really excited. I'm about 2 weeks in. So it's all very new and exciting and shiny, but let's talk again next month and I'm going to probably be complaining. But that's all the exciting stuff with TMW Pro.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on 2 channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex.
Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co.
I'm so excited for you, Juan. I feel like every time there's a big launch, and mostly for you, you mentioned you've written 300,000 words. So you're writing 3,000 words a week, and you've been doing that for 2 years without taking a paycheck or monetization. And so we talked a little bit about offline about monetization strategies. I thought you should make the MarTech Daily and take all of the research that you're doing and compiling it into 5 different segments and then have your long format content on the weekend. But look, I'll settle for an extra newsletter and a deep dive that's sort of a market analysis once a week. You mentioned that one of the things people can do is get access to the database. And I think that this is a really interesting thing to charge for. When you were thinking through monetization, how did you figure what to offer people? You're going through, and I've tried to do this with the MarTech podcast, figure out how to monetize free content. We went through a sponsorship route and eventually created a content as a service model where we're able to replicate what we do to produce the MarTech podcast to go create shows for other people. How did you decide on your monetization strategy, and what were some of the other things you were thinking about?
So as I was brainstorming and thinking about what I should offer the audience, I thought about a few things. What helps to drive growth for the MarTech Weekling? What are the things I do currently that drives virality and sharing and is quite helpful? What are the things that are bouncing around, say, workplace Slack channels, right? Is a question. What helps drive the business forward in terms of growth? What are the things that really practically help people out of the content? So the MarTech Weekly kind of started as a utility, right? It's a service. It's someone saying, hey, there's this fire hose hellscape of noise. Here's someone giving you the snapshot from the week. And that's a utility, right? That's something that you use to get ahead of what's going on in the industry. It's not deep thought leadership. It's not endless 3,000 word articles. It's something that a marketer can practically use in their week to make sure they're keeping ahead of what's going on. So I looked at the utility of TMW. And one thing that came really clear to me really quickly was that the long form content, the Sunday newsletter, is where all the virality happens. That's where the retweets happen. That's where the LinkedIn shares happen. That's where my inbox is filled with people. I think a person on your team actually emailed me about last week's newsletter because it's an informed point of view. It's an opinion on something. It's perspective. And I found that people are really gravitating towards that and sharing that and going, yeah, that resonates. Well, that obviously there's always hit and miss with content, but that's where I found all the virality. No one would really share the weekly snapshot of all the different things that were happening because there's not much there to share, right? It's informative. And sometimes people would, but the opinion and their commentary was the thing that people were sharing. So that was my decision to delineate and go, okay, even when we had our last session a couple of months ago, we talked about, well, I've got two newsletters in one, right? It was like a column of commentary and analysis. Then you had your weekly roundup as well. So the utility bit, I think, is a bit that people would want to pay for because that solves an immediate problem. Hey, by the time it takes me to have my morning coffee on a Wednesday morning, keep me updated, give me the snapshot of what's going on in MarTech. Whereas on the Sunday, it's all about perspective and analysis. And that's the stuff that people really like to share and start conversations with. And so you have those two different products, I would say, the Sunday and the Wednesday. But then the TMW Vault, the database, just extends on that utility idea of like, well, when I'm actually looking for some great research or sources, there's a resource there that I can actually access and use. And so I base the subscription around utility and the things that a marketer would practically use to help power their career. So the whole idea of the pro subscription is about resourcing your career in MarTech, having the right research, great resources, and having good perspective on what's going on in the industry. So that's been my considerations. But you know what? It probably might change, right? Like, who knows?
Can I give you my idea for the MarTech Weekly Pro Plus?
Give it to me.
The next iteration or your next package, you've basically added more utility for people to have a filtered version of what's happening in our industry in newsletter format. You've walked me through your process before, and you've got this gigantic Notion board where you're reading through all these articles and you're tagging and categorizing them. I actually think that sharing that has a tremendous amount of utility. And when you first started talking about creating a pro version or adding utility, my thought was, give people the daily version of the MarTech Weekly. And then I like the idea of you got the MarTech Daily or MarTech Weekly. You still do your long format, but you got some short format stuff. I still think you should do that. But giving people access to the underlying data that you're using so they can pick out the articles that they think are interesting, but you've gone through the work of categorizing them. I think that for people that are in journalism, in the MarTech space, content creators, people that are doing research, that work that you're doing is another utility that you can offer to people. So when do I get MarTech Pro Plus?
It's actually really interesting you raised that. There is one other side offering in the TMW Pro, which is TMW Pro Teams. And the Teams subscription actually includes that concept. So in the database, I have about 10,000 resources now, tagged and categorized, as you mentioned. But at the moment, it's still a bit of an MVP, right? There's a lot to think through in terms of how you categorize content, how the taxonomy is. So I'm working on behind the scenes. I'm like, okay, how do I make this available and it kind of expand on that value proposition? The TMW Vault is all about just the newsletter content. But for teams, say for a Gartner or a Forrester who have a lot of research heavy and looking into MarTech specifically, or for say, you know, publications and other companies that are doing a lot of research, the team subscription is onboarding, say, your whole team on, and then you'll have actually a dedicated point person that can help resource and find those things for me from our database as well. So it's really, again, going back to that value of resourcing somebody's career and giving them the right information and content. The filtering and the curation over many, many, many months now has really given a lot of value to you in terms of just having that point of view. I mean, even last night, I was going through every week, I go through my RSS feeds of all the different publications I follow. And I reckon about 40, 50% of them were all sponsored content. It was sponsored by this, sponsored by that, right? And it's basically some company talking about their book. And that's the challenge here, is like filtering through all of that noise to give that signal on what's actually important is really, really, really valuable. And so my first foray into that is actually tacking that onto the TMW Teams and having that person to actually help you find the right information and content that you might need. But watch your space. I think it's a good idea, Ben.
Look at us. We've been working on our programs for multiple years. We both hit milestones. We're the number one marketing podcast in the United States, according to Apple. You launched your first Sense of Monetization. What's the first thing we talk about? What's the next product we're going to launch? It's an entrepreneur's nightmare. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Juan Mendoza, the author of the MarTech Weekly. If you'd like to get in touch with Juan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is Juan Mendoza. It's got a crazy spelling. JU4NMEND0Z4. Or you can visit his website, which is themartechweekly.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also sign up for the MarTech Weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MARTECHPOD, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJSHAP. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.